Hello, universe. Welcome to the Infinite Minds podcast with me, your host, Julian Alvarez. My friend and co-host, Soran Karamlu, will also be joining me along on this journey. In this intro episode, we'd like to discuss the purpose and ideas behind this podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to empower you to manifest your infinite potential. We aim to expand your vision of life, of what is possible for yourself and the world, to gain new perspectives, to empower you with actionable knowledge that can move you in the direction of being better in every way possible. And in the process, you will discover, ignite, and fulfill your infinite potential. So I'll go over three key ideas that this podcast really revolves around. The first is that of an infinite potential. Our purpose in life is to find out what we are capable of doing. Many of us aim to be the best versions of ourselves, and that's a great intention. The thing to realize, though, is that being the best version of yourself is an infinite pursuit. It is not something that you'll ever be done with. Being the best version of yourself means that you always push in the direction of being better. Aiming to be better is a better pursuit than declaring yourself to be the best, because if you think you are the best, there really is less space for you to grow. Being your best self is an infinite journey of constant and never-ending improvement, right? So in the infinite sense, no matter how much you learn, you can always learn more. Regardless of how much you achieve and grow, there will always be space for more. And naturally, we want more. By consistently setting new standards and goals, you continue to create space between where you are and where you want to be. Since you always have the ability to create space between where you are and where you want to be, your potential for growth is infinite. Human potential is not about reaching a peak. It is a trajectory. The second idea I want to discuss is that of an infinite number of minds. So given a never-ending continuum of time, the number of minds that can come into existence is theoretically infinite. The potential of a single mind is limited, but when the consciousness of a mind unifies with others, its potential is magnified. Many times we think to ourselves, I am not good enough, or I can't do that, it's too hard. But notice that this limiting belief makes use of the word I and not we. In some cases, it may be true that you're not capable of doing something on your own. However, it is rarely the case that a collective intelligence is incapable of achieving something. A single mind is limited in its power, but the collective synergy between many minds is infinitely powerful. Just look at the incredible technologies and discoveries we have been able to achieve as a species. Even if you have achieved things on an individual level, most of the knowledge, tools, and ideas came from or were influenced by others. So suppose, for example, that you developed a website entirely by yourself. Congratulations! This is a fantastic achievement. But you would be mistaken to take all the credit for yourself. I mean, just think about the people that developed the coding language you used to build a website, or the people that created the learning resources for you to understand what in the world was going on, the people that created the software for you to write the code on, or even the people that manufactured your computer, the inventors of the computer. Think of all the scientific discoveries that were required to even have what was necessary to invent a computer, or the person that discovered electricity. And not only those people, but the people that have influenced and inspired everyone I am referring to, which includes the people that influenced and inspired you to develop that website. I mean, if you think about it, you would have never been able to develop that website if your parents didn't give you the gift of life. We're all interconnected in some way. Our individual contributions serve to increase the potential of others, and the same goes for all the contributions others have made to magnify our potential. Now, even though there can be an infinite number of minds, each mind is completely unique and has an incredible power of its own. There's no other being that has ever or will ever experience what it is like to be you. Each mind brings with it a unique perspective, ideas, insights, and experience. I believe that the best thing you can do for the whole world is to make the most of yourself. We must treasure our uniqueness and be unafraid to fully express it, because what makes our collective consciousness infinitely intelligent and powerful is the uniqueness of each mind. I therefore encourage you to discover, explore, and treasure your own uniqueness. So the final idea is that of an infinite mindset. Now, before diving into an infinite mindset, I'd like to explain the concept of an infinite game, which comes from Simon Sinek's book, The Infinite Game, which I highly recommend. So life is an infinite game, but how do we win in a game that has no end? Finite games like football or chess have known players. They have fixed rules and a clear endpoint. The winners and losers are easily identified. Infinite games with no finish lines, like business or politics or life itself, have players who come and go. The rules of an infinite game are changeable, and there is no defined endpoint. No matter how successful we are in life, when we die, none of us will be declared the winner of life, because life is a journey. It's not an event. The infinite game is one where you win, I win, the world wins. No one really needs to lose. In the infinite game, we accept that being the best is a fool's errand, and that multiple players can do well at the same time. So infinite-minded people understand that best is not a permanent state. Instead, they strive to be better. Better suggests a journey of constant improvement and makes us feel like we are being invited to contribute our talents and energies to make progress in that journey. Better in the infinite game is better than best. An infinite mindset prioritizes what one wants the most over what one wants right now. It is seeing the long-term perspective of things and having the ability to delay instant gratification in the service of a purpose or cause that extends far beyond the individual. An infinite-minded individual lives a life full of purpose and works to advance a cause for all of humanity. Our purpose is our true north. It is our why. It is why we do what we do. Uncovering our purpose is perhaps the most important thing we can do, because it reveals how we can live a fulfilling life. A cause for all of humanity is a specific vision of a future state that does not yet exist. A future state so appealing that people are willing to make sacrifices in order to help advance toward that vision. Everyone has their own why, but we don't have to have our own cause. We can choose to join someone else's. Our purpose and the cause we choose to advance are infinite pursuits. We'll never really get there, but we'll die trying. And that's okay, because fulfillment, love, joy, and growth are all found in the journey of life, not in a specific destination. So at this point, you might be wondering, who the hell is this guy? So as I mentioned, my name is Julian, and I'm a motivated and self-driven individual with a burning ambition to bring positive change to the world. I'm currently a software engineering intern at LinkedIn and the chief technology officer of an early stage startup named Vize, short for Incentivizing Good. If you'd like to learn more about me, feel free to visit my personal website at julianalvarez.me. So to conclude, I'll leave you with one final thought. Manifesting your infinite potential is important because the more you grow, the more of yourself you have to give. What ends up mattering in life is not what you get or achieve, it is who you become and what you give. You only enjoy what you get for at most until you die, while the impact of what you give creates a ripple effect that echoes throughout eternity. So, my friends, let's go on a journey together and enjoy the infinite abundance that life has to offer for us.